U.S. Attorney General William Barr announced last week that the federal government will resume its use of capital punishment after nearly two decades, starting with five federal inmates who were scheduled for execution. Now Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich wants the State Department of Corrections to resume its executions too, and he's asking for help to obtain the drugs needed to do so. Dale Baish is the assistant federal public defender who represented inmates in a case that led to the state's current execution protocol, and he spoke with us for more on these developments. I started by asking him for his reaction to Attorney General Brnovich's comments.
Well, I was surprised that the Attorney General would go to the governor and ask the governor to get involved when we know that the Department of Corrections has been trying to obtain drugs since at least 2015.
Would you mind giving our listeners some background as to why there's been this desire to find it, but there hasn't actually been the ability to obtain the drugs in the way that the state has wanted to?
In 2010, the state imported sodium thiopental from the UK to be used in executions in 2010 and 11. That drug was illegally brought into the country because under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act, non-approved drugs are not permitted to be imported. We went to court and a federal judge in Washington, D.C. issued an injunction saying that the FDA cannot allow sodium thiopental into the country because it was not approved by the FDA. We learned in 2015, in spite of this injunction, that the Department of Corrections tried to bring the drug in from India, and that drug was stopped at the border. Since then, we know from testimony in depositions that the state has been looking overseas to obtain the drug.
The Attorney General is noting a Department of Justice opinion concluding the FDA doesn't have the authority to regulate the drugs, as you talked about, imported for executions. So do you think the Department of Corrections is going to try again now based on what the Attorney General is saying?
I think the Department of Corrections will continue to try to get the drug because of this opinion by the Office of Legal Counsel at the Department of Corrections. But that opinion is only binding on executive agencies and not on the courts. So there could be litigation challenging any attempt by the state to bring the drug into the country.
So at this point, how do we know how this could affect people on Arizona's death row?
Well, I think it's a wait and see situation. And if the state is successful in identifying a source of the drug, we expect that the state will be very transparent about the process and the transactions and how and where it is spending public money.
So there is a U.S. supply of pentobarbital, but just not permitted to be used in executions?
There are a number of U.S. Manufacturers who do produce pentobarbital, but those manufacturers have put restrictions in place on the use of that drug for executions. So technically, there should be no source, no domestic source for that drug.
Dale, considering the impact of what happened with Joseph Wood in 2014 and the impact that had, do you think that's been forgotten by some decision makers, considering there's a renewed push to not only have the death penalty on the books, but actually carry it out again?
It's been 5 years since Joseph Wood was executed, and there were different administrations in place. But the people at the Department of Corrections are the same. Those staff people were the ones that obtained drugs that should not have been permitted into the country. They found ways around the law. We know that a botched execution occurred in 2014, and We shouldn't forget that. And that's why it's important for there to be transparency. Transparency about where the drugs were obtained, what is the quality of the drugs, and what are the qualifications of the people who will be carrying out executions.
From a theoretical standpoint, if in fact this goes forward, how soon could executions resume?
That would be up to the Attorney General's office. If the Attorney General is able to obtain drugs, the next step would be to ask the Arizona Supreme Court to set execution dates.
In any way, would this affect how prosecutors go about their business? I mean, obviously, they've still been able to seek the death penalty. The fact that it would potentially be in effect again, actually occurring, do you see that affecting anything? Or is the law pretty set and concrete as far as what options they would have?
Well, what we're seeing across the country and even in this state is that prosecutors are seeking the death penalty less. And that's because life without parole is an option and an option that is being used successfully. It may be time for the leaders in our state and the legislature to have a fair, open, and honest debate about whether the death penalty should remain public policy or whether it's a relic of our past that should be abandoned.
Dale Baish is the Assistant Federal Public Defender in Arizona.